Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, a publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Frank Leone, the CEO of Ocean Resorts, about the opening of his casino and Hard Rock in Atlantic City this week. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service in North America for land-based and online casinos featuring iGaming and sports betting leads. Not far to Neverland, a reason to pretend. If the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. It's an exciting week in Atlantic City. Two new casinos are opening, with the focus being on Hard Rock. But Frank Leone, the CEO of the second casino, Ocean Resort, warns experts not to miss his casino, the former Revel property. With more than 30 years' experience in the Atlantic City market, Leone aims to correct all the errors that the former Revel managers made and take advantage of the vast amenities and features that were previously underplayed. Gamblers, he says, will be welcomed with open arms and rewarded with superior benefits. He spoke with me after a tour of the new Ocean last week in Atlantic City. Frank Leone, welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. It's good to finally meet you. I can't believe we were in town all those years. We worked at the same property for the first few years, and we're only getting to meet now, but thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, and it's great to be here, and it is absolutely great to finally be able to meet you.
So here we are at the new Ocean Resort, the former Revel. Kind of a checkered history here at this property, but there are reasons for that, you know, some internal, some external. So tell me what you found when you first got here and what your impression was.
Well, you know what? What I found is that it's an absolutely spectacular property, $2.6 billion to build. And when you walk the property, you realize they spent every bit of $2.6 billion. Mm-hmm. There were some infrastructure issues with the property that needed to be remediated, which I think we've addressed. And one of the most important things was that we took the time to listen to what customers had to say about the property and, right. and what their concerns were in the form of focus groups, in-person interviews, and surveys. And we acted upon them to ultimately reposition the property for launch.
Okay. So when it was originally built, the concept was going to be the first really non-gaming property in Atlantic City. The gaming was just going to be an amenity, and they were focused on the non-gaming. Obviously, that didn't work. So how are you going to try? You still want to keep the non-gaming elements, obviously, but how are you going to try to welcome more of the gamers to Ocean Resort?
Well, you know what? I think that we want to ensure that we speak loudly and clearly to all audiences, resort, leisure, group and convention, nightlife, I think, but most importantly here is that core casino customer. And I think that when the property was previously launched, you know, one of the fatal mistakes was the fact that the positioning from a marketing standpoint really failed to speak to the audience responsible for generating 70% of the revenue in this market. It's a locals repeat market, mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, it's a spectacular property, and,
sure.
and this property had the ability or has the ability to generate, I believe, more in the form of non-gaming revenue than any other in the market.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to ensure that you speak to that core casino customer, and we're going to ensure that we speak to them, you know, upon relaunch.
Sure. Well, one of the things, some of the things that really turned people off when the property first opened is, you know, there were very limited comps. The slot card program, the player club program, was one level. There was no aspirational elements to it, and they just didn't feel welcomed. How are you changing that?
Well, I can tell you, upon relaunch, we will ensure that everyone that walks through the door is made to feel welcome by our team, mm-hmm. and really by our programming. I know that, you know, previously when Revel launched, they had a non-traditional loyalty card program,
right.
no comp bank, no incentive-based mailer, mm-hmm. and no player food and beverage clubs. You know, we're really in a hyper-competitive market.
Right.
You know, and in order to be able to succeed here, you know, you've got to be able to move a critical mass of slot business to the property. And I think the ability to do that really hinges upon, you know, your loyalty card program. And, you know, we fully intend to have a robust tiered loyalty card program, entry level, three tiers, aspirational, an incentive-based mailer, comp banks, and really three player food and beverage clubs that we believe are superior, equal or superior to anything that currently exists mm-hmm. in the city. We'll have a new member program, a Matcher Card program, and then for some we'll have a tier upgrade program.
Okay. So you'll match tiers from other casinos?
Absolutely, and okay. We'll also match offers.
Okay, great. You also showed me the High Roller table game room, and it's pretty spectacular with a view of the ocean and a new cage in that room. So are you really going to focus on the upper-level player at this point?
You know what? We're going to try to appeal to all customers across the spectrum. Mm-hmm. You know, that low-level customer that likes the loyalty card program and the benefits associated with the loyalty card program, and then that mid, you know, to high-end customer that also enjoys the loyalty card program, but also, you know, prefers to be taken care of by a host and get mm-hmm. more personalized form of right. service. You know, we intend to appeal to all of them. And speaking of the high limit room, obviously, you know, we didn't have a cage in there previously when it was Revel, mm-hmm. and you know, based upon feedback from customers, you know, they didn't like having to traipse across the casino floor with $250,000 or $500,000 in chips, you know, so we put in a satellite cage in that room, and now they'll be able to, you know, cash out their chips or pay mm-hmm. down their markers in the room that they play in.
Okay. And, you know, we just also saw the high limit slot area, which you've expanded, right? What's the idea behind that?
You know, we felt, based upon feedback from customers, that the game count in that room was entirely too low for this market. Mm-hmm. It had about 60 games in it.
Right.
So we've expanded that area by about 50%. We're mm-hmm. up to about between 95 and 100 games,
okay.
you know, in that room now. And it's much more spacious, and we think that it'll appeal to a much broader base of customers.
Okay. And one of the things I think players will realize as soon as they see the casino, the sight lines are completely different than they were under the Revel regime. You know, you can see from one side of the casino to the other. The activity, the table games are right at the top of the escalator. So instead of banks of slot machines which blocked your view, you're going to see, you know, the excitement of the table games followed by the also the different layout of the slots. It's not long rows of slots. It looks like little pods and tiers and things like that.
Yes. You know, previously, when you got to the top of the ellipse, entering the casino floor from valet, your sight lines were completely blocked by long linear slot banks, 12, 14, 16 packs, and you had the same experience throughout the casino floor, and it really made it difficult for customers to navigate, and you had poor sight lines, and customers oftentimes became confused. So, you know, based upon feedback from customers, once again, you know, we decided to prune the slot banks to make them less linear, mm-hmm. more organic, and you're going to see slot banks that are, you know, less linear, more organic, you know, 4-6 packs. You're going to see triangles, you're going to see pods, and we think that you'll have vastly improved sight lines, and really the floor has become very easy to navigate,
okay.
you know, based upon the reconfiguration. And in the middle of the floor, you know, we had what was once at one point called social, and it opened up on one end.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously opened up the wall on the other end, improving sight lines for customers. And we intend to put a world-class sports book in partnership with William Hill in that space.
Right.
So customers hit the floor, they're going to see banks of, you know, when you get to the top of the ellipse, you're going to see banks of flat-screen TVs and table game pits, and you're going to be able to see right into that sports book. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really a highly engaging, high-energy environment for customers.
Right. Well, sports betting seems to be the hot thing in Atlantic City right now, so putting that energy right in the middle of the casino seems like a logical thing to do.
Absolutely. You know, at a lot of resorts in Las Vegas, you know, unfortunately, you have to traipse across the casino floor,
right.
you know, in order to find the sports book, and we just felt that right in the middle of the casino floor was just a natural fit, you know, for this market. And guess what? You can walk 2 feet from a slot store or a table game, and you'll be able to make a bet on a game, and mm-hmm. you'll be able to peer into that room and see the nice, you know, 60 feet by 15 feet video boards, you know, that really are all over the room.
Okay. So I know it's early in the sports betting business here in New Jersey, but they will eventually have the mobile sports betting. Will you have your own app, or will you just run through the William Hill app?
We will be running initially through the William Hill app.
Okay.
And really, the William Hill app, if you talk to people, in Las Vegas, yeah. You know, most will say they prefer to wear them how happen. It's
no, that's true.
So you use it.
I have half a dozen apps in Vegas, and I use a William Hill more frequently than others, for sure.
So, I mean, we're really looking forward to launching that app
in
partnership with William Hill.
Great. So let's talk about some of the non-gaming stuff. I was very impressed with the location you're putting the Topgolf swing suites in. Explain, you know, why you did that and what that brings to the property.
You know, this property, really, it has about 450,000 square feet of unfinished space that has really unobstructed views of the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, priceless views. You walk into that undeveloped space and you say, you know what, I should drop down a $20 bill just for being able to look at the view. So, you know, we had two 13,000 square feet shells overlooking the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you enter from the parking garage on the casino level, and we brought in Topgolf, they took a look and fell in love with the space and decided to develop it. So we're going to have a 26,000 Topgolf swing suite with 11 simulators and a bar. And the master plan, it's actually a deck that goes out and overlooks the Atlantic Ocean also. And we'll also have gaming in that space.
Okay.
You know, we feel that's an amenity that, you know, will attract more customers, not only to this property, but to the market. And it'll be very attractive to group and convention customers also.
Okay. So one of the signatures of Revel, you know, even though it didn't make it, where it was its food and beverage offerings, how have you used what they had and also expanded?
You know, I think we've taken the best of what Revel had previously and added to it. The LDV group is back. You'll have American Cut and Azure, which was Mediterranean, will be rethemed as Dolce Mare, which will be an Italian seafood restaurant. Muscle Bar, which is very popular and featured celebrity chef Robert Wiedemeyer, will return as Villain and Saint, a new concept with a little bit with an entertainment twist on it also.
Okay.
And Jose Garces from Philadelphia, he'll be back with Amada, and he'll also have the taco truck.
Right.
You know, so those were all immensely popular restaurants or chefs at the property
right.
who are returning. Ivan Kane's returning with the burlesque show. And Relish, which was our 24-hour coffee shop, is being renamed and rethemed with an entirely new menu as Cafe 500. And we also have Rob La Scala coming in from Philadelphia, a restaurateur from Philadelphia, and he's going to do La Scala Pronto and the master plan La Scala Fire.
Okay. So also something that worked at Rebel was the nightlife. The HQ nightclub was great. The outside area also was very popular. They're coming back?
Absolutely. You know, it will be a partnership between ourselves and an outside vendor. And we have two of the top individuals from New York City and Atlantic City area who are coming in to help run that run that venue, and it's going to be called HQ Squared. And and look, HQ was a category killer previously here at Revel and the nightclub and the day club, and you know, we intend for it to be the same when we relaunch.
Okay. Entertainment was also a strength. The Ovation Hall is a fantastic place to see a concert, and it's large enough so that you can have some of the real headliners in there. And then you also have a smaller venue that was never open under Revel. Is that going to open again?
Well, obviously, Ovation Hall, you know, we have talent booked for Ovation Hall. And we're in discussions with a major agency to actually form a partnership for Ovation Hall going forward. And the smaller hall, which is often referred to as the black box, you know, in the master plan, we anticipate that that will be converted into a esports space.
Okay.
And the former poker room, which is right outside of Ovation Hall and convention and group space, is currently being converted into it will be an esports venue, a smaller esports venue on a much smaller scale, probably by July or August, and before that it will actually be, you know, group and convention pre-function area.
Okay, great. So that was another goal of Revel when it opened up. Didn't really quite make it in terms of the meetings and convention business. But, you know, you have that, the Ovation Hall is a multi-function place. Actually, you can
yes.
pull the seats back and make it an exhibit hall. You have some great meeting space, great ballrooms. How aggressive are you going to be in that market?
You know what? We're going to be very aggressive in group and convention. And Revel's, you know, if you look back when they closed and roll back 12 months, they did over 40,000 group nights, which from a group and convention perspective was actually number one in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that we can do much better going forward. We have a solid team. Pete Ciccone is back, and he was in charge of group and convention previously. And we also have, I think most importantly, an alliance with Hyatt.
Okay,
so
yes.
we have access to the Hyatt pipeline
right.
of group and convention leads, and we've had tremendous success, you know, booking group and convention with those Hyatt leads pre-opening.
Great, great. Well, it's the one element we haven't hit on is the hotel rooms, and they didn't really need much work. They were pretty spectacular to begin with, but you've done a few changes in the rooms.
Absolutely. We've recarpeted every room,
mm-hmm.
and every scratch and every nick in the rooms has been remediated. And I think the room product here, you know, a single room is about 460 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1,399 rooms. Every room at the property has an ocean view, and you have floor-to-ceiling windows, and we feel that, look, from a room product standpoint, there's nothing in the market that compares to the room product here.
Okay. Well, the views from those rooms are just spectacular.
They are. I mean, look, you're either mm-hmm. looking down beach to Ventnor, Margate, Longport, mm-hmm. Ocean City, or you're looking at Brigantine, and it's just... They're breathtaking views.
Yeah.
They really are. And you're either looking at the water,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you're looking at a lush, you know, vegetated area on
right.
the roof of
mm-hmm.
the hotel. So it's just, they're spectacular views no matter where you are.
Yeah, yeah. And they were popular, you know, in those days when Revel was open, so I'm sure they'll be popular now.
Absolutely.
As well. And there's still extra rooms that you're going to convert over the next year.
So we have 12 floors, mm-hmm. 500 rooms. Which we have the opportunity to build out, and in our master plan, we over 18 months, we intend to phase in the build out of those 500 rooms, and that'll take us up to 1,899 rooms.
Okay, great, great. So one of the exciting things about opening a new property is you get to bring new workers on, and you know, Atlantic City lost a lot of positions over the past 5 years, and these people really wanted a job back. Tell me what the labor pool was like, and how you've really capitalized on that.
You know what? Contrary to what some may believe, there is an amazingly deep talent pool here in this market.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just give you one example. I would go into the queue every day and look at applications for casino supervisors, and we probably had 1,100 to 1,200
right.
applications in there. And, you know, I could scroll down that list, and I could pick out 75 number ones. And when I say number ones, I mean individuals that if... You told me I had to open up a casino.
Right.
I would say that's my number one hire.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had it. They had it
sure.
from a technical
right.
perspective.
Yep.
They had it from a people perspective, mm-hmm. and they had it from a cultural perspective. So for me to be able to look at 75 and say, you know what, we can only hire 50, I'm actually going to have to tell 25 number ones
right.
that I believe are number ones
right.
that we can't hire them.
Yeah.
You know, so it was bittersweet because a lot of people that we would love to hire,
yeah.
you know, we obviously couldn't. But I think that we've got a great team here. It's just, you know, it's a phenomenal team. And when we do succeed, which ultimately I know that we will, it will be because of the team we were able to build.
Sure.
And the talent that exists in this market.
Well, building the corporate culture is always an important thing because people want to work here. They want to be loyal to the property, and they want to serve the customer. So how are you doing that? How are you kind
you
of
You know what?
Our mission
here really is, you know, it's that we have an unwavering commitment to exceeding guest expectations by demonstrating in all times, in our actions, in our words, that people matter. The people we work with,
yeah.
the people we work for, the people who are the reason for our work, and the people who live and people who live in the communities in which we work. And if we can do those things
right.
and do them consistently, well, I think that, you know, we will create a great culture here. But we have to remain loyal, you know, to each of those
sure.
areas.
Right.
And I believe that we're building the culture you know, that everyone here can be proud of. I think we have a property. I know we have a property that we can be proud of. We have a team that we can be extremely proud of. And ultimately, I know that we will have a culture that everyone that works here will be proud of.
Great, great. So here we are about a week before opening. What's your next week going to be like?
You know what? It's going to be very busy. It's going to be very busy, as it has been for the last probably 6 months.
Right.
But we're looking forward to it because now, you know, you really have this sense of excitement, mm-hmm. you know, this sense of, you know what, it's been a long, circuitous journey, and, you know, we're finally reaching, you know, the end zone here,
right.
and you're seeing everyone come on board,
yeah.
you know, over the last week or two, mm-hmm. and it's so exciting, and everyone is very exciting, and is very excited, and there's a true sense of camaraderie mm-hmm. throughout the building, and a sense of cohesion among the team, and it's great to see. I've never experienced anything like it. I'm just very proud to, you know, to be associated with this team.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the question people have asked me. Why are you opening on the same day as Hard Rock? Was that just a coincidence, or was it kismet?
You know what? I would say that oftentimes, you know, people in the market would say, who's going to open first, mm-hmm. Hard Rock or Ocean? And for us, it was never about opening first. It was about opening right.
Right.
Opening right for the people that work for us, opening right for the people that own us, you know, but most importantly, opening right for our customers and mm-hmm. opening right for the community in which we operate.
Right.
And that was ultimately our goal, and that's what drove that launch date.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Well, Frank, congratulations on getting it this far, and good luck next week, and I'll be here to check it out. I want to see, you know, how the people respond to it, because I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised at what they see.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to finally, you know, meet you. I've read so many of your articles and heard so much about you, and to finally have the opportunity to meet you, it's really a pleasure.
Well, I feel the same way. People have told me that you're a great guy and you're a good leader, so I'm looking forward to seeing how people respond to your leadership.
Thank you. We look forward to having you back.
Great.
Take care.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.